Hello?
Hello?
Okay. 弟兄姊妹，主内平安。
Brother and sister, peace to you.
很高兴能够在这里能够看到大家，面对面的和大家一起来分享神的话。
It's really good to be here so that I can talk to you and share with you the message face to face.
我们作为基督徒，我们都知道，我们来，我们希望我们能够，和神有更好的关系。
Being a Christian, we hope that we have an intimate relationship with God.
可是弟兄姊妹，我们知道在我们的信仰当中有很多方面都在影响着我们的信仰。
But we know that a lot of circumstances in our life really affecting our life growth.
我会在我的下面的这些 PPT 里面会提出几项，让大家首先来思考一下。在你的信仰当中，你觉得哪一个是最重要的，是第一要素的，好吧？我们看一下。
I will mention to you a few aspects that affect our life growth, our spirituality, and our faith. So you will figure out which one is the most important one, and which one is the most significant one that affect your life, spiritual life.
我们请看下一。好。这里面我们可以看到有信心有祷告，有神的话，有敬拜及爱心服事。
So here I list four things. First, faith. Second, prayer. Third, the word of God. Fourth, worship and service in love.
好，有觉得是第一个的，你觉得在你的信仰当中信心是第一位的，是最重要的，请举一下手，可以让我看看吗
？Please raise your hand if the faith is the priority of your life.
信心第一个的哈。那有觉得是祷告是第一位的，可不可以让我看一下
？If prayer is your priority, raise your hand.
祷告是吧？有没有觉得神的话是第一位的？大家举个手。
The word of God.
有没有觉得敬拜及爱心服事是信仰第一位的？
Worship and service in love. How many of you think that is the priority of your life?
Okay. 实际上我们都知道这几项在我们信仰当中是经常提到的，是不是？都很重要，都不可或缺的，是不是？
We know all these aspects are very important in our faith. None of this can be excluded from our faith.
但是我们要想，哪个到底是最重要的，是第一位的呢？
But we need to figure out which one is the most top priority of your faith.
好，我们首先我们来从信仰这个角度来思考一下，从信心这个角度来思考一下。
Now we start thinking from a perspective of faith.
好，我们在我们开始之前，我们来读读诗篇的第一篇1-3节，我们都非常清楚的一段经文哈。但请大家一起来读好吗
？Let's read together Psalm 1:1-3.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
Blessed is the
好，他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。好，这里面给我们看到了诗篇第一篇就告诉什么样的人有福的。
So the Psalms 1 tells us who is the most blessed one.
昼夜什么？思想神话语。
Those who meditate on the word of God daily. Day and night.
这个我相信大家是非常熟悉的，非常熟悉的。那么我们就从第一个来分享，信心开始来分享。
Now we start from faith.
信心，弟兄姊妹，请问你我们作为信仰人，作为基督徒，我们的信心是自然而然有的吗？
So I want to ask the question whether this faith, the seed of faith, is growing by nature?
是自然而然就会成长的吗？
Is that growing by nature? By naturally, it will grow.
有没有想过这个问题？我们都知道信心很重要。请问，我们一定要想想，我们的信心到底是自然就会有，还是它会自然而然成长
So we need to think about this, whether this seed of faith is naturally growing or is just by all by nature or something need to be done.
还是说我们信心必须在不断的在明白神的话并且去遵循神的话当中去成长。
Or faith need to be constantly growing in the understanding of God's word.
有没有想过这个问题?
Have you ever thought about these questions?
啊因为我在我们信仰当中我们有一些观念哈有一些想法和观念很多时候我们就是听多了我们都知道啊信心很重要啊神的话很重要祷告很重要啊还有敬拜服侍都很重要是不是但是这些的关系我们有没有从圣经上找到一个很扎实的圣经的基础来支撑我们的想法和观念呢
So normally we think about the faithAnd then understanding God's word, worship and service in love, all these are very important aspects in growing our faith. But where did we find the foundation of all these aspects from the word of God? We need to root it in the word of God so that we have that foundation of all the things that we do.
我们看下一篇。我们看一篇啊，这个罗马书10:17。啊，可见信道是从听到来的，听到是从基督的话来的。好，请大家一起来读一下，好不好？啊，可见信道是从听到来的，听到是从基督的话来的。这里说，信道，信就是信心，你要信这个道，你要的信心，你要信什么？信上帝的话，对不对？信上帝给我们带来救恩，对不对？你这个信心必须要从哪里来？对，从神的话来，是不是
？So when you believe something, what something? So that belief something should be have something. So that something is the word of God. So this should come from the word of God that we believe.
如果我们没有听到别人给我们传福音，请问你能不能产生信心？
If you don't hear anything from other people telling you something, you won't know the word of God. You won't have something to believe.
Right? 如果我们不继续在神的话语上去成长的话，你的信心能不能去成长？要思考这个问题啊。
So if we don't continually to grow in the word of God, how could we grow spiritually?
哎，可见信心来自神的话。
So apparently, faith comes from the word of God.
好。我们再想一个我们比较都知道的生活当中一个例子哈，就作为一个医生。
Let's think about what example being a doctor.
啊，如果你要成为一个医生的话，你说我要有信心成为医生，那你要首先要做什么
？So if you want to be a doctor, in order to be a doctor, to become a doctor, what should you need to do?
你首先是不是要进医学院？
So first, you need to enter the medical school.
去医学院干什么？你是不是要去学习医学知识
？So you need to learn some medical knowledge.
是不是？你看，要成为一个医生，你还本科还你还进不了呢，是不是？啊，你要本科毕业之后有一个很基本很的这个基础的知识，然后你才能学习这个专业的医学知识4年，是不是
？So first, you need to have a 4 years of undergraduate study, and later on, you need to build on that 4 years of professional study.
啊。然后你四年你学习结束了，是不是就可以成为医生了
？Does that mean that after 4 years of study, you could already become a doctor?
我们知道，即使你医学院4年你毕业了，你还有2到3年的什么实习
？So even though after your graduate study, you still need to have 2 to 3 years of internship.
啊，在这期间你还得要干什么？你还得要考过你这个 license， 是不是？你要考试。要拿到这个 license 是不是
？So, but after that, you need to have the license in order. You need to take the exam in order to be approved and become a real doctor.
为什么你要去拿到这个 license 呢
？Why do you need to get this license？
这个当你考试的时候，是不是就在考你有没有足够的医学知识？是不是
？So that is the reason why we get tested because it really approves whether you have a credential to be a doctor
啊，因为当你拿到的时候，哇，你会发现，当一个人拿到这个医生执照的时候，他是不是啊，终于可以成为一个医生了？他是不是信心满满，是吧
？The only when a person get a doctor license and she has a confident and faith to be a doctor，
这个 license 就等于他对医学知识的一个什么 一个证明，是不是他有足够的医学常识、医学知识，他的信心是不是就来自这个医学的知识的储备呢？
So because of his knowledge in the medical field, so he got this license, and this license really is a proof that he is qualified to be a doctor.
Right, 所以我们可以看到信心来自于什么？知识的积累，是不是？
So we see here that faith comes from the accumulation of the knowledge.
不管是医生，你作为律师也好，甚至作为护士也好，是不是都是需要知识，专业的知识，是不是？
No matter what profession you are, you need to equip yourself with the knowledge and understanding.
当你有足够的专业知识的时候，你就会有信心。
Only when you have sufficient knowledge and professionally you have confidence.
我们作为基督徒也一样。罗马书十章十七节清楚地告诉我们说，信道来自于听道。
The same thing applies to us as a Christian. So we believe in the word of God. That word comes from hearing the word of God.
因此基督徒的信心必须来自于什么？圣经知识，必须来自于足够的什么？圣经知识，是不是？
The faith of a Christian should come from the enough knowledge of the word of God from the Bible.
是不是？当我们再拿，我们往下看，那信心的增长呢？
What about growing our faith?
我们还拿这个医生的例子来说。
Still take the example of being the doctor?
好，没关系，请往下走。好，我们再来看这处经，先来看读这处经文，在希伯来书六章一节。好，我们一起来读。所以
Therefore, let's move beyond the elementary teaching of Christ and be taken forward to maturity.
好，我们一起再来读一遍，好吧？一起再来读一遍，好，一起来。所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。好，我们往下。我们再来看医生，我们知道医生，你拿到执照，是不是就拥有执照了
？So is that guaranteed that after you become a doctor, you have that license?
Yeah, 你知道拿到医生，你还要四到五年都要更新，是不是？更新你的执照
？So after 4 and 5 years, you still need to renew your doctor license.
你这个执照在这个期间，你是不是还每年都会有不断的这个医院啊，或者说这个联会都会给你一些考试，是不是
？So actually, annually you will have a test, annual test from the council, medical council, every year.
如果你考试失败的话，你的医生执照也就什么呀
？So if you fail the test, what would happen to your license?
当你医生执照失效，你还有信心去做一个医生吗？
If your license is expired, how could you have a confidence to become to be a doctor again?
所以我们可以看见，作为一个医生来说，他是不是要持续的学习
？So that's why, do we need to continue to learn to grow, even being the doctor?
不是说他拿到医生执照以后他就不再学习了，不是的。但是还是要不断的学习。
It's not that I already have this license, so I stop growing. No, you need to continue to grow.
当的知识不断的成长，不断的成长，不断成长，这个医生，我们说一个医生很有经验，很有水平，是什么？是因为他有足够的什么呀？知识，他知道遇到什么问题，他该知道该你怎么处理，是不是？
So if you see a doctor who is so experienced because he has a lot of knowledge, understanding in his medical field.
所以当他的知识不断的强大，他的信心也就什么呀？作为一个医生的信心，他就不断的什么呀？增长，是不是？越来越强壮，是不是？
So when his knowledge in medical field is increasing and increasing and increasing, the more confident he is as a doctor.
那如果这个基督徒，如果这个医生是个基督徒。
If this doctor is a Christian,
如果他的执照失效
，if his license is expired,
你觉得哎呀，我很有信心，我去做一个医生，我很有信心，我祷告，你觉得有用吗
？And then you continue saying to yourself, and continue saying to yourself that I have to be strong and be confident, and I can be a good doctor.
行不行？弟兄姊妹，行不行
？Can it be possible?
肯定不行，是不是
？Definitely not.
我们要真，实际上我们真的这个 日常的这个在我们生活当中，我们在很多的职业当中，我们都知道知识的什么重要性，是不是？
We know the importance of knowledge in our daily life.
作为基督徒，我们的信心也是如此。
So being a Christian, same principle apply to us.
我们的信心开始于神的话，开始于学习神的话，我们信心的增长也同样要来自于什么？不断的学习神的话，不断的要明白神的话。
Our faith starts from knowing the word of God, and also start growing by more understanding of the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
可见信心的增长同样要来自于不断学习明白什么神的话。
So therefore, the growth of faith comes from constantly learning and understanding the word of God.
我们再拿一个例子，比方说一个。马拉松的长跑运动员。
So now I take another example. It's a marathon runner.
如果你让他跑十英里，你觉得他有信心完成吗？
Do you think he has a faith to complete this full marathon?
你觉得他绝对，因为他经常跑多少公里？
So he has such a confidence because he practices a lot.
Practice, 他经常要练习，要跑二十六英里，是不是？
Because he has to practice 26 miles every day.
如果一个从不来不锻炼跑步的，或者很少跑量锻炼跑步的，你让他跑十英里，你觉得他有信心吗？
So a person who never practiced long distance running, asking him to complete 10 miles, do you think he has the faith to complete it?
No, right? 所以我们的信心也是在来自于我们不断的什么呀？不断的要学习神的话。
So our faith actually comes from continuously learning the word of God.
不断地要默想神的话。
Continuous meditating on the word of God.
要不断地在生活当中去实践什么呀？神的话。
As well as to practice, to put in practice the word of God in your life.
但是我们在我们的信仰当中，很多的时候，你会发现，你会发现我们成为基督徒以后，我们学习基本要道以后啊，或者说一些受洗课程以后，我们还有没有？我们要想一想，我们还有没有啊？不断的继续学习神的话呢
？But in many situations, after becoming a Christian, we after learning the basic or being baptized, do we still continue to learn the word of God?
如果我们还是回到上一节希伯来书六章一节，是不是保罗在这里非常恳切的劝勉说你们要什么？离开基督道理的什么呀？开端。
So here in the book of Hebrew, it said we must leave the beginning of the teaching of Christ.
要进入到完全，就是要不断的学习，我们的信心才能不断的什么增长。
In order to get into the profession, we need to continue to learn the word of God so that our faith can grow.
因此我们可以想到，我们看下一页。是否经常学习神的话，对神的话的明白的多少？对我们的信心影响是至关什么重要的。
So whether we often study God's word or not, how much we understand God's word, all this influence our faith crucially.
基督徒啊，我们基督徒啊，我们必须要有一个清楚的观念。我们想
，We need to have a clear concept.
信心不是我的认为。
Faith is not personal thought.
信心不是我的感觉。
Faith is not personal feeling.
就像一个医生像，他认为他很有信心，行不行？
You cannot be a doctor by feeling that I'm a doctor. I feel I'm a doctor.
我们要懂得正确衡量我们的信心。
We must know how to properly measure our faith.
这就是来自于神的什么？神的话。
So that measurement actually is from the Word of God.
当我们生活当中，我们无法在神的话语当中找到前进的力量的时候
，When we can't find the strength to move forward from the word of God，
当我们面对别人的哀伤，我们也不知道如何用神的话去安慰别人的时候
，When we see someone hurt， we don't know how to use the word of God to comfort them。
当我们在我们的这个信仰当中，我们因为利益 和别人冲突而不能用神的话及时提醒自己的时候。
So when we encounter interest conflict in our daily life, we don't know how to apply the word of God to resolve the problem.
那我们就要思考，我真的信心很强壮吗？
So we need really to think about it, whether I have a strong faith.
哎，就像一个医生一样，当看到一个问题，你不知道该怎么解决的时候。
So just like a doctor, when he sees the problem, he keeps thinking, what should I do to get it resolved?
但是这个医生说，哦，我是个好医生。
if doctor just keeps saying that I'm a good doctor,
可以吗？
Is that appropriate?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，所以可见信心的前提是什么？信心的前提是我们要对神的话要不断的什么呀？理解，不断的明白。
Therefore, the presupposition, the precondition of our faith is more understanding in the word of God.
我们看第二个祷告。
Secondly, prayer.
好，我们首先看几处经文。我们首先来看马太福音。好，我们一起来读一下，是不是一起来读一下？
If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer.
我们再来看另一处马可福音十一章二十四节。
Therefore, I tell you, whenever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and you will be yours.
就必得着。这些经文，这两处经文是我们经常用来鼓励大家干什么？祷告的，是不是？
These two passages, these two scriptures always being used to encourage people to pray.
那我要问问弟兄姊妹，啊，是真的，无论我祷告什么，只要信就可以成就吗？
I would like to ask, is that true that no matter what you pray for by faith, all this will come true?
如果是这样的话，你发现我们基督徒个个都成百万富翁了。
If that is the case, all of us can be the millionaire.
是啊，啊，主啊，我今天去买两张彩票，请你保守我。
Is that true? I just go to buy the jackpot, and then I can be a millionaire.
显然是不现实的，是吧？
That is not realistic.
啊，若是不能经常发生，那是神的话有问题，还是我们理解神的话有问题呢？
If your prayer doesn't make things happen frequently, is that a problem with God's word, or a problem with our own understanding?
好，我们再来看，约翰福音十四章十三到十四节，有人说，哎呀，可能我们祷告没有很好的奉主的名哈。
John 14:13-14, it said.
我们一起来读说，你们奉我的名，无论求什么，我必成就。
So that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
叫父因儿子得荣耀。
You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it.
我必成就。好。这里也告诉我们说，这主耶稣对我们的应许，主耶稣对说，你们要奉我的名求什么？
This is the promise from Jesus Christ. He said, "You ask whatever in my name."
是不是随便求什么？
Is that true that whatever you ask?
如果我们奉主的名求什么，是不是意味着我们要明白主的心意啊？
When we pray in the name of Jesus, does that mean that we have to understand the God's will, the wills of God?
想想耶稣在克西马念快要受难之前的祷告，想一想。
Just meditate on the prayer that Jesus made in the Garden of Gethsemane before he was crucified.
我们来看这段经文，马太福音二十六章三十九节，我们一起来读说。
Let's read together.Going a little farther, and he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will.
你想想，一个人要被杀了，一个人要被抓入鞭打，按照我们一般常理的话，我们肯定会想，主啊，你帮助我，让我赶紧什么呀，逃跑。
So, logically, for a person is going to be killed, persecuted, or beaten, what kind of prayer you will make before God? You will say, release me, help me, escape from these hours.
主耶稣在面对死亡前的这一刻，他是不是也有恐惧？
So if you think, when Jesus facing death, does Jesus If Jesus have a moment of fear,
然后他祷告说：“主啊，若你允许，请把这个杯撤去。”
So he prayed to God, if possible, remove this cup from me.
但是他马上又祷告说：“主啊，父啊，不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。”
But he prayed again, not my will, but your will be done.
可见耶稣在面对死亡，虽然他知道那会很痛苦，那将会是极大的羞辱，他心里甚至有一点不想面对，但是呢，到最后他还是主啊，不要照我的意思，照你的意思。
So in that kind of situation, it's a shameful, it's a threatening moment, but he still prayed to God, according to the will, may your will be done.
因为耶稣深深明白父神的心意。
Because Jesus deeply understood the will of God.
因此在困境当中他仍然说主啊我愿意顺服。
So even in a very difficult situation, he still obeyed.
那想想若是我们呢
Think about this situation in our case.
若是我们遇到这种情况我们会求什么呢
So what would we pray if we have encountered this same situation?
We need to think
what kind of prayer is pleasing to God to hear.
我们祷告，我们说我啊，那经文告诉你了，你无论求什么，神都给你成就。
But from the scripture it said, whatever you ask, God will make it happen to you.
那我们是不是要思考，到底是照我的心意？还是照着神的心意祷告。
But we need to think further whether we pray according to God's will or our will.
如果是照着神的心意，我们是不是要明白什么是神的心意呢
？If that is God's will, do we need to understand what is God's will?
所以，我们想，我们仔细，我们再往下来看。
Let's continue and First John 5:15.
好，我们来看出这处经文，我们一起来读一下，好不好？好。
This is confidence we have in approaching God.
Then
if we ask anything according to His will, He hears
us. Amen.
Amen.
看，前面要告诉你，在马太福音、马可福音都告诉你，你说那里鼓励我们说，你们要信心，向神大胆的祷告，求什么，他就给你应允什么。
So in the book of Gospel, you know all these promises. You ask whatever in faith, and everything will be done on you.
但是在约翰一书，他在这里告诉你们说，告诉我们说，我们说什么，我们要照着他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。
But First John 5:14 he said, if we ask anything according to His will, and He will hear.
如果我们每个人都是求买彩票的时候都是求什么呀？要中奖的话，啊。
If you pray to get a jackpot every time you buy the lottery,
啊，如果两个基督徒球队都在打球，都是在祷告说，哎，让我赢吧。
If two teams they are match,
啊，我们基督徒都是为孩子祷告，让他们什么都考上名牌大学吧。
If we pray for two teams, they all wins, or even though we pray our children to be into the good university, everyone pray in this way.
所以我们想想这些。在这些祷告当中，我们这个应允的比例有多高？啊，实际上，啊，因为我们要照着谁的心意求。
So you think how many percentage our prayer would be granted? Are we praying according to His will?
Yeah. 祷告的信心来自于我们祷告时按照神的心意。
So here we know the confidence of prayer actually comes from our prayer according to God's will.
那我们要想，我们对父神的心意明白吗？我们从哪里去明白呢？
But here's the question. So do we fully understand the will of God, the Father?
我们是不是要从圣经上，就从神的话上去明白父神的心意呢？
Do we have to understand the will of God from the Word of God?
我们来看马太福音。六章三十一到三十三节。
So Matthew 6:31-33. So do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat?
What
shall we drink?
wash
away
where.
But the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father is all that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
Amen.
Amen.
好，三十三节我们再来读一遍哈。他们说，这里圣经告诉说，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
All these things will be given to you as well.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister,
作为基督徒，我们有时候我们需要真的需要在神面前需要诚实。你会发现，我们真的很多的时候，我们的祷告都是关于什么，吃什么，喝什么，穿什么。
Being honest before God, most of our prayer requests before God is about what we drink, what we wear.
所以说，你会发现我们的心常被这个世上的忧虑、烦恼刺透，是不是
？So we know that we always trouble with the worldly need, the need from this world.
那这里是我们都很清楚这段经文说，耶稣教导我们说，你们祷告时要先求他的国和他的义。
But here Jesus teaches us, when you pray, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
哦，那我们想，我们怎么为他的国祷告呢？我怎么为他的义来祷告呢？
So you will ask, how are we going to pray?For his kingdom, for his righteousness.
那我们是不是同样要从神的话语上来了解、来明白呀？
In the same way, we pray according to the word of God.
我们再来往下看。
好，
这里我刚才已经说了，我们经常为什么祷告？我们真的需要思考。我们有经常为神的国和神的义祷告吗？
So what do we often pray for? Do we really pray for the kingdom of God?Pray for his righteousness to be revealed.
哦，圣经说你心里充满的，你必什么呀？你心里充满的必怎么样？必说出来，是不是？你脑袋里经常为什么祷告？说明你心里面经常想的是什么，是不是
？So whatever fill your heart, you will say what things that in your heart.
如果我们要经常为神的国、神的义祷告，那我们心里面必须充满着关于神的国和神的义的这些圣经知识，是不是
？If we pray for His kingdom and His righteousness, definitely our hearts need to be filled with the kingdom of God and also His righteousness.
啊，所以今天我们在分享就是神的话与信心的关系，神的话与祷告的关系。
So today we're thinking about the relationship between the word of God and the faith, the word of God and our prayer life.
可见神的话是我们信仰的第一要素。
So we see that the word of God is a top priority of our faith.
神的话是我们信仰的根基。
So God's word actually is the foundation of our faith.
神的话是我们信仰的标准和指南。
And you're also the standard and guide of our faith.
因此，作为基督徒，我们在信仰的成长过程当中，在信仰的追求当中，直到耶稣再来的这个时间过程当中，追求神的话是我们不能停下来。
So as we grow in faith, and we pursue this faith, and as we live on this earth, this word of God is not.It's a necessity in our growth.
最后呢，我们还是用诗篇啊第一篇一到三节的经文作为结束。我们一起来阅读，好吧？
Let's read Psalms 1 again to remind us today's message.
啊
？Beginning from the beginning.
啊。抱歉，我没有。好，我们一起来阅读啊，一起来阅读，啊，诗篇一章一到三节开始，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
阿门。
愿神祝福大家。愿我们在以后的信仰过当中，真的在神的话语当中，信心不断成长。在神的话语当中，让我们的祷告也蒙神更多的悦纳。
May God bless you all, and we all can grow in faith according to God's word, and also pray according to God's word.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐下这么宝贵的话语给我们。
Thank you for giving us such a precious word.
你这些宝贵的话语就是要指引我们信仰的脚步。
All these precious words really guide our feet.
你在诗篇上告诉我们说。
From the book of Psalms, you tell us.
你的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your word is the light of our path, the lamp of our feet.
就是在指引我们的信仰能够走在你的心意上。
You guide our faith to be on your path.
我向你祷告和呼求。
We cry out and pray to you.
求你把那个渴慕你话语的心能够放在我们里面。
We ask for that desire of your word in our heart.
因为你的话实在宝贵。
Your word is so precious.
比金金更宝贵。
It's more precious than gold.
比蜂房下地的蜜更甘甜。
It's more precious and sweeter than the honeycomb.
求你让我们在你的话语当中能够找到满足。
Lord, help us to find the satisfaction in your word.
我们这样的祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.